A local hairstylist wants to teach Black kids how to turn hair into a career. Training young stylists is nothing new, but Queen Roche's effort is different. She uses an old bus converted into a mobile salon to take classes where they're needed most. WOSU's Adora Nomi Gode has more on the Hair Matters project meant to help kids get natural hair licenses.
Y'all girls, come on over here and sit down on the bench for me. Slide all the way down. Slide all the way down, because more coming. Slide all the way down. Oh, thank you,
Queen Roche shows a group of girls onto the bus. School's out, and they've come to the Central Community House to wait for their parents to get off work.
We are doing an outreach program, if you will. So we're going out to the community centers, our second chance high schools, job corps, anything of that nature.
Roche runs Knapp's Kinks and BB's Natural Hair Salon on Westerville Road. Styling hair wasn't her plan as a kid, but she's glad that's how she makes her living.
I love it. It's fun for me. And I figured out how to monetize it and cultivate a business for myself. This is a multi-billion dollar industry. It wasn't hard to do, but I did not know that I was in business, certainly not at 14, 15, 16 on a porch.
Now that she knows the business, she wants to teach the next generation. So she bought an old bus for $1,000 and turned it into a mobile salon. Natural hair licenses are still relatively rare in Ohio. They require more than 400 hours of training, and from 1999 to 2014, the state issued just 62 licenses. Other stylists have worked off the books or gotten a lower state certification known as a boutique services registration. 10-year-old Zayara Evans comes to the Central Community House every day after school. She loves to do hair.
When I was little, I used to play in my hair a lot. I used to try to do it. I used to put stuff in my hair.
Evans knows she has a lot to learn if she wants to style other people's hair.
I just now need to learn how to, like, start the braids off and how to, like, knot it when I'm finished and all type of different things.
She's among the elementary and middle school girls Roche will teach to do hair a couple of times a week this spring and summer. She's already helped 20 others get their natural hair license. That includes Slim, or Peyton Williams, who now volunteers for the Hair Matters bus.
But actually being able to get in there and see the way the business is ran, the way that the money flows, see the way that the service is supposed to be, all the things that you need to basically produce a good business, to brand yourself, to put yourself out there.
Slim is 19 and has used her license for freelance hair gigs all around the state. Slim wants to join Roche in empowering other girls to do the same.
Roche can't get rid of me. I love hair also. I love the braid hair. I just love all types of hair. And plus also bringing younger girls on board, because growing up, they just be like, oh, you know, I want to do hair, but they don't know the steps that you have to take.
Roche is expanding the natural hair license opportunity to others who may not be able to afford it. The process can cost around $1,000.
Created a scholarship initiative. So for every shampoo assistant, tuition pay, which is about $1,200, that's their kit and everything inclusive, t-shirts, all of that, and field trips, we will scholarship in a child in need.
She wants to focus on kids who are aging out of the foster care system and need a skill set. A Columbus Foundation grant funds the effort with Central Community House. Arts programmer Katarina Harris says that this will help Black kids form connections with professionals who look like them.
All of the children in our middle school program are Black, and making sure that they have Black outlets and see professional Black folks do their jobs.
Roche hopes the bus's mobility will be fun for young mentees, but also a way to help people who struggle to find transportation.
It's hard to shuffle maybe 5, 6, 7 kids as a CASA volunteer. I'll bring this bus to you. A foster parent, you housing 3, 4, 5 kids, they need haircuts. I'll bring the barber to you.
Roche also plans to partner with the Urban League in the future. She hopes to take the bus to other area programs and community events, and eventually across state lines. Adora Namigade, WOSU News.